The Major League Baseball season got underway much, much earlier today when the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics played a game in Tokyo, Japan. The Bo Sox won 6-5 in 10 innings to take a half-game lead in the American League Far East Division. And while most of us still feel the unseasonal chill of mid-March, well, spring wonders await us. At least 10 Major League parks now offer seating sections where you can pay in advance to get all-you-can-eat seats. Some are in the upper deck, more are in the distant seats beyond the outfield fences in the bleachers. Last season, author Neil Pollack indulged in jars of jalapenos, vats of nacho cheese sauce, and buckets of self-serve soda in the bleachers at Dodger Stadium and wrote about his experience in the online magazine Slate.com. Today, we need you to call or write in to tell us about the unique culture of the bleachers and how all-you-can-eat seats might fit in. Our number, 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. You can also comment on our blog. That's at npr.org/blogofthenation. Neil Pollack joins us now from Marketplace Productions in Los Angeles. Nice to have you on the program today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And tell us a little bit about what you refer to as your gastrointestinal demise.
Well, I sat in the left field pavilion at Dodger Stadium for a night last year, and I bought a ticket that was all-inclusive, which meant I could have as many hot dogs, trays of nachos, cups of soda and bags of peanuts that I could eat. And I ate until I could eat no more. And then on the way home, I vomited in the parking lot of an AM/PM mini mart.
Which turned out to be somewhat ironic because the sponsor of the all-you-can-eat sections at Dodger Stadium is?
AM/PM. I felt like it was pretty good payback for what they'd done to me.
On the other hand, did you make your money back? I mean, they charge a lot extra to get you into that all-you-can-eat section.
I didn't feel like I got my money's worth. I mean, those are not good seats for seeing a game, and I got physically ill. So I mean, for me, it wasn't worth it. Maybe if you're a family of five and you're doing it, it'd be worth it. But I would think that the team would be better. You know, people would be better served by just having less expensive tickets and less expensive parking for the cheap seats instead of giving them a buffet of garbage to eat, basically. And I like ballpark food.
And you like ballpark food.
Sure. Who doesn't? In moderation, you know? I mean, and then again, if you want to gorge on ballpark food, you know, it should be your option to buy six hot dogs if you want to buy six hot dogs. But I don't know. I feel like the teams are being kind of irresponsible to in letting people eat all they can. And I just don't think it's a good idea.
Tonight, I wrote in my notebook, and I'm quoting from your Slate piece here, represents everything that's wrong with America. Then again, this is one of the most multicultural experiences of my life. All branches of the human family are slowly poisoning themselves happily together communally. I'm privileged to be witness to the mass suicide of a species.
Perhaps I was exaggerating a bit. There was every type of fan out there because I think it's a novelty that people want to try. But I just can't imagine. Look, I mean, I can go on Craigslist and find a cheaper seat and spend less money on food and sit in the loge section. I think there are ways of getting deals at the ballpark that don't necessarily involve eating lots and lots and lots of nachos.
But from your earlier statement, I take it you are not a regular denizen of the bleacher seats.
And no, I sit everywhere in the park. I sit where I can get tickets. I mean, sure, everyone wants to be close to the field, but sometimes I sit in the upper deck, sometimes the infield reserve, sometimes the loge. Occasionally, someone will invite me down to the field boxes. It just kind of depends. But I mean, no, I don't sit in the bleachers on a regular basis at Dodger Stadium. It's not – I used to live in Chicago and I sat in the bleachers at Wrigley Field all the time. I'd wait in line to get in those bleachers. But you're much closer to the action. It's much less – it's just – you're much more a part of the experience. I feel like at Dodger Stadium, when you're in the bleachers, you're in the parking lot basically.
Yet there's a whole culture to the bleachers in Wrigley Field.
In Wrigley Field, sure, but different parks have different bleacher cultures. I felt like the Dodgers were having trouble filling the left field pavilion, and that's why they went ahead and instituted this gluttonous buffet of crap.
We're talking about the debut of all-you-can-eat seats in many of the bleacher seats at Major League ballparks around the country. Our guest is Neil Pollack. He's the author of, among other things, Alternidad, the true story of one family's struggle to raise a cool kid in America. If you'd like to join our conversation about bleacher culture and about how all-you-can-eat seats might fit in, give us a call, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. Kathleen's with us. Kathleen calling us from Grand Rapids in Michigan.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
Well, I wanted to talk about what I see as bleacher culture. I love sitting in the bleachers. The part I like best is the camaraderie that develops there with among total strangers. The first time it happened for me, I was there with my 10-year-old son and enjoyed the passing on of baseball lore from parents to children, and all the kids with their gloves absolutely sure they were going to pick off a home run ball.
And they're so far away from the ballpark, the game is pretty much just a rumor from out there.
Well, not at Arlington Stadium it wasn't, where I guess it's the ballpark in Arlington.
Where a little fly ball will go into the bleacher seats.
Exactly, exactly. So it was a wonderful experience, and it's my choice seat whenever I can.
And so the other people are these so-called bleacher creatures. They don't bother you?
No, not at all. They don't bother me. I think I prefer it to sitting in the straight seats with my little cup holder and waiting, you know, for something to happen.
Mm-hmm. And all you can eat, if you were bringing the kids out to Dodger Stadium, would you?
No, that would be something I wouldn't want.
Why not?
I think for a lot of the reasons your guest said, the sense of overeating in general, and then what might happen on the way home in a parking lot.
Yeah,
I don't need that with a 10-year-old.
Don't want to have to clean up the back seat of the car.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kathleen, thanks very much.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a difference between bleacher culture and, you know, the bleacher bums of old Wrigley Field lore and hanging out and talking about the game and waiting for a home run ball. But I think that is actually diminished with the all-you-can-eat because all you're doing is waiting in line for more food. And I think it actually takes away from the enjoyment of the game, and I think it diminishes the culture that has developed over the decades.
And as you ran through the menu in the all-you-can-eat area of the ballpark earlier, people will notice that conspicuance by its absence is beer. Obviously, you don't want to do that necessarily. And in fact, in a lot of places around the country, they're restricting sales of beer, even in places like the bleachers, where, again, that was a staple in a lot of places.
Yeah, I mean, from my experience in the bleachers at Wrigley, beer, you know, you want to drink beer. You're out there in the hot sun. I mean, and you want to be part of the festivities, and you know, getting drunk in the bleachers is a long-standing tradition. So I'm not necessarily averse to that.
You confess in your piece, though, that the prices they charge at Dodger Stadium are so prohibitive. You like to get drunk in the parking lot before the game starts.
I like to get drunk. I mean, I like to intoxicate in the parking lot. If I'm going to, I feel like, you know, I should just bring my own. That's my own Michigas, yeah.
Let's get Ryan on the line. Ryan's calling us from Turlock in California.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Neil.
Sure.
Hey, I've got a question for you. I'm going to the A's-Giants game this weekend. I'm going to actually AT&T. It's going to be the first time I've been to the Giants' new ballpark. I'm an A's fan. I'm taking my best friend and his wife, who's 5 months pregnant, and we want to sit in the bleachers, but should we spend a little bit more and maybe get some MVPs or maybe mezzanine or something like that?
So this is one of the last exhibition games there before the season opens?
Well, I guess the season opened this morning in Japan.
But before...
I don't know what baseball is doing. It's a little weird, but yeah, it is. It isn't counting as a regular season.
They wouldn't open interleague with the A's and the Giants. But anyway, your advice on that, Neil Pollack.
Well, I don't see why sitting in the bleachers would be worse for a woman who's 5 months pregnant than sitting in the mezzanine. I mean, it doesn't really. If you want to spring for a seat closer to the action, that's great. But I don't think that there's going to be something, you know, excessively toxic in the air that's gonna hurt her out in the bleachers.
What about all the drunks in the bleachers?
Well, you know, from my experience, you can always find a drunk at a ballpark.
Yeah, it's true enough. And I must say that I was once invited as a Yankee fan to attend a game in the bleachers at Fenway Park with my family and my wife and my two kids. And basically, if you have small children, they'll protect you.
Well, seeing that you're a Yankees fan, Neil, I'm going to have to hang up. So
okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks very much.
You're tapping into age-old grievances here.
I think so. And this is more to do maybe about the other part of the broadcast than about this one. Let's see if we get Ted on the line. Ted's calling us from Denver in Colorado.
That's right. Denver, Colorado, home of the defending National League champion Colorado Rockies. But I do have to say, in the past 10 or 12 years, maybe more than that, since Coors Field has opened up, and I find this in other ballparks that I visit, the quality of food has just really gone down, and the prices have just skyrocketed. I don't care how much or how good the food is. There's no way that Dodger Field or Dodger Stadium, and those are great Dodger dogs, at least they used to be, can even match what even all the costs are. And I'm finding it harder and harder to even justify taking my family out to a baseball game when it costs me $150 or $200. Well, that's maybe for football, but for baseball, a family outing's at least $65 or $70. And the cost of beer, come on.
And
it's the sports fans' lament. I mean, I think the Dodgers are ripping us off with these all-you-can-eat seats. Personally, I mean, the food is, they must be making so much money on this. You can't even imagine. I mean, how much does a vat of fake cheese sauce cost them to buy, really? And I don't know. And he's right. The quality of the food is way down. And I think that you know, if you're gonna charge more, you know, give us something in return. You can't tell me that these clubs aren't making a mint off of the food concessions.
And Neil Pollack, you also argue that the quality of the touted Dodger dog has declined precipitously over the past couple of years.
I don't know about the past couple of years, but there's no doubt that they're not as good as they used to be. Well, I mean, the Dodgers are trying to change that up this year by having them cook the dogs fresh at every concession stand. But it isn't what it used to be. And I mean, I sound like an 80-year-old man complaining about the designated hitter or something. But it is true that the quality of what you get is not worth the money.
Ted, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We're talking with Neil Pollack about bleacher food and all-you-can-eat sections. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I do have to ask also, you went with a friend who you call in the article the rabbi, who said he was a vegetarian. Did this present a problem?
He's a very creative vegetarian. And so he went into our all-you-can-eat adventure with a specific goal in mind. He wanted to create a new form of food that he called the nacho dog. And he went to the concession. He asked them for a hot dog bun without meat in it and asked them to put nacho cheese on it. And they did. And then he went and put a bunch of jalapenos and some salsa on that. And he consumed that whole. And it created – I guess he had a heartier stomach than I did. But it definitely I could see his color change as he took each successive bite made him look a little paler.
Todd's on the line with us from Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey, how you doing? You know, I work in the buffet business and have for a long time, and you know, there's a different character that's a belly up to the bar and eat all you can eat, and that's going to attract a certain element. But I think that the bleachers, you know, I've been in baseball stadiums all over the country, and you know, those cheap seats, those far back bleachers. Yeah, it's the love of the game, and that's why you sit there, and there's a certain element that has that love of the game that sits in those seats. But the buffet thing is going to bring a transient element that I think is going to come in and float back out. It's not really going to change it overall. I think as far as the comment on the price of the food that they're making, you know, I'm in the buffet business. If we don't sell a beverage, we're kind of break even with what it costs us in these big ballparks. It's all about just huge volume cooking. And so you're right, there's a very, very low food cost on that end. And they are making some good bucks if they're charging $10 or $15 a head over. It's just a part of the business.
Neil Pollack, you had an interesting conversation with one of the vendors, or I guess he's not a vendor if he's not selling them, but one of the people giving out the food in the free food section, all-you-can-eat section, not free food. And he said he liked it.
Some people are going to like it. There's no question about it. The idea of, you know, unlimited food is appealing to a lot of people. But, you know, I want to go back to what the caller was saying, that, you know, the idea of camaraderie and the love of the game being what the bleachers are about. I've been to God, hundreds if not thousands of baseball games in my life, and I have never felt less interest in a baseball game among the crowd than when I sat in the all-you-can-eat section because everyone was just looking at their plate of food. And, you know, and part of it was that we were down 8-0 in the third inning and Jake Peavy was pitching. But but still, I found the whole experience to be really dispiriting, and I love baseball.
Let's get one last call in. This is Zach. Zach with us from Grand Junction in Colorado.
I am a Bleacher patron. I am a diehard Rockies fan. And one of the reasons that I really like being out in the Rock Pile is you can get tickets in the Rock Pile for $4 a ticket. But also, I have a 4-year-old little boy. And during the playoffs and that kind of stuff, I really like to go down and spend the extra money and get club-level seats and have a waitress. But I don't feel comfortable taking my son into that kind of situation because he gets a little wily at 4 years old sitting through an entire baseball game. And you tend to get a lot of people being real judgmental of my son not sitting there quietly on his hands at a professional baseball game. And that's one of the reasons that I really like it. It's just he can get out there and scream and have fun and enjoy baseball the way I learned to enjoy baseball.
We've got to put a stop to that. Zach, thanks very much for the call. And finally,
yes,
this
kid,
go ahead.
Kids should have as much fun at baseball games as possible. If I take my 5-year-old to a game, I'm never allowed to stay past the fifth inning. So.
Well, you're in L.A. That's the habit there.
Yeah, actually, I'm staying later than usual.
Here's a final email from John in Berkeley, California. Tell the guy taking the pregnant woman to AT&T to upgrade from the bleachers. They are flat benches with no seat backs. So that advice. Neil Pollack, thanks very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Neil Pollack joined us today from Los Angeles. He was at the Marketplace Production Studios. His latest book is Alternadad, the true story of one family's struggle to raise a cool kid in America. He wrote about his experiences at Dodger Stadium's All-You-Can-Eat Pavilion for Slate.com. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.